Our topic today is a manager's self-portrait. Do your employees trust management, enjoy their colleagues, and take pride in their work? Is there a team atmosphere in your business, or is everyone looking out only for themselves? How do you, as the employer or manager, build a staff into a team that does the best possible job for the organization? You need to ask yourself, what type of management style do you portray? Do you demonstrate a Theory X style where you give direct orders and rely heavily on coercion and reward to make sure that your orders are carried out? Under the Theory X management, employees do not have the initiative to make correct decisions and must constantly be told what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. Their input about possible changes within the organization is never requested because they are only employees and their opinions are not important. Communication is from the top management down. Or you can be a Theory Y manager. You assume that employees find their work rewarding and eagerly take on responsibility. You value their input and ask them how their work can best be accomplished. You try to create conditions under which employees can use their own initiative and creativity to improve your productivity. Communication is open and flows both up and down. If you are a Theory X manager, how do you build your staff or employees into a team? Gene Cheatham writes an association source for the Florida Society of Association Executives that there are 6 steps you must follow. Be friendly to all staff and employees, but do not treat them as friends. You are the boss, and they expect you to be the boss. This can be extremely difficult when you have been a coworker and then got a promotion to be the boss over your former coworkers. Tell them everything. Share information with them and expect them to share information with you. This helps to build trust and will help eliminate some of the rumors and gossip that can waste valuable work time. Of course, there are times when you, as the manager or the boss, may not be able to share all information. However, if you routinely share information with your employees, then they will better accept the fact that sometimes there are situations that cannot be shared immediately. They will have developed trust in your management. Practice Pulitzer Prize plagiarism. Steal only from the best. When you need help, don't hesitate to reach out to professionals. Admit that you sometimes need help from people with more experience than you have, and you do not always have the answers. Invest heavily in loyalty. Show your employees that you will always be loyal to them, and they will return that loyalty. Do not stab your employees in the back. Realize that fairness establishes your credibility. Do not show favoritism to certain employees, and this can be very hard to manage, but your employees notice when certain ones appear to be the pet. Never be too busy to laugh. It's okay to have a good time and get the work done. A laugh during stressful time can help relieve some of the stress and promotes teamwork. To be a good manager or boss, you do not have to intimidate your employees or be autocratic, but instead be democratic. Include employees in the decision-making and listen to what they have to say. You'll get more productivity and loyalty if you'll treat employees like you would like to be treated, with respect and dignity. Cooperation or teamwork in business is a smart move for all involved. The following statement does a good job of expressing that fact. The most encouraging tendency in recent years among both employers and employees has been a growing recognition of the fact that only as they pull together can the best interests of both be served, that teamwork is necessary for success in business as it is in athletics. This statement was taken from the text, Community Life and Civic Problems, dated 1922. Has this concept of teamwork over the last 80 years resulted in the development of new and improved products and services, which have therefore provided a better way of life? You can bet it has. Now, as an employer or manager, it is your turn to carry the torch and practice a management style that will continue this productive heritage.